Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Nice to see everybody again. It says in Tehillim, Lifnei Hashem, Kiva, Kiva, Lishvaytes Haaretz. There's this emphasis on Kiva, Kiva. The Melech is coming. Lishvaytes Haaretz. And already less than a week away from Rosh Hashanah. I think everybody kind of sees Rosh Hashanah. It's in our eye shot right now. And to most of us, Rosh Hashanah is a day of fear, perhaps dread, and we have mixed emotions when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We kind of feel like we don't want it, but maybe we feel guilty that we kind of should want it. It's a bit of a yontiv. And the whole day, of course, is a very deep day. And like everything when it comes to learning Pnimius HaTorah, when we're Megala the Pnimius, it opens up our eyes to a different perspective. A perspective which feels right. The way that I understood it before, I didn't realize how many kashas I had. I didn't really see it the way it should be seen. And Rosh Hashanah is one of those days that really needs a makeover from the way that we've been taught to understand it and to see it growing up. How many various did you do? How many mitzvahs did you do? Is this going to be a tough year for you? Is it going to be miyachia miyamus? It's only one little part of the davening is the Nesana Taikif. And of course, there's a big rash when it comes to Nesana Taikif. You can hear the crying. And it's a very emotional part of the davening. And for most people, that's Rosh Hashanah. But what about the rest of the Machzor? There's hundreds of pages. Like, what's going to be with that? What's that all about? There must be something more to Rosh Hashanah, something much bigger than just me and my Mishpat, and you and your Mishpat, something much greater than that which is taking place in Rosh Hashanah. So let's delve into the works of the Tzaddikim in Mitzvah Hashem to see how the Tzaddikim understood the Oimek of the day of Rosh Hashanah and what that means for us. Let's begin with the words of the Ari, not because we're Mekubalim, but because of all the words of the Tzaddikim and the Heligat Tzaddikim. They said drashas and they said Torahs, but it was all because they understood the pinius al pi avoida of what the Arizal was teaching us. By the tzaddikim, the words of the Arizal are a mafteach. They open up the mahus of the day, the mahus of any inyan. The Ari speaks about the shofar. He speaks about the secret of Ha'adamas Pnei HaTekeah. Simply means that when the Baal Tokeah blows the shofar, his face becomes red. It's called Ha'adamas Pnei HaTekeah. He re-explains based on Gematrios that there's a Shem of Hashem which is called the Shem Sag, which has a numerical value 63 when spelled out. Shem Keneged Bina, which is the Olam of Tshuva. And the Ari says that if you take this Shem Sag, 63, and you times it by 7, which is the 7 Havolim, so he says 63 times 7 is Gematria MS. And there's a certain MS which is Nisgaleh, which is the secret of Ha'adamas Pnei HaTokeah, the red face of the Tekeah. Agav, he says that if you take the Gematria Hevel plus the Shem Sag, which is 63, so Hevel, which is Gematria 37, and Sag, which is 63, together it's Gematria 100, says the Ari, this is the secret of the 100 blasts of the shofar. The Zohar Kodesh tells us something very puzzling. The Pasuk says about Tkiyas Shofar, Ki Choyt Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Le'elokei Yaakov. The Zohar says But the secret of Tkiyah Shofar is the secret of Elokei Yaakov. In fact, the Zohar Kaddish is so specific, it's the Vav of Elokei Yaakov. The Gemara tells us, when defining halachically the inyan of Tkiyah Shofar, the Gemara says that Tkiyah Shofar is a chachma v'lav melacha. It's called a chachma, it's not a melacha. With the rest, you can blow a shofar on Shabbos. It's a chachma v'lav melacha. What's this idea that a shofar is a chachma and not a melacha? The chachma is a shofar versus the melacha of shofar. And lastly, of course, we know that the shofar and the symbolism of the shofar revolves around the Akedas Yitzhak, the shofar shel Ayil. What's the inyan of the shofar shel Ayil, and why is it that the day of Rosh Hashanah is so inherently connected to the inyan of the Akedah? As if that the Pesach to get to the shofar is that you have to have the Kriyas HaTorah first of the Akedah, and only then can you take the shofar shel Ayil. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. B'simlech Hashem Levadecha Kol Ma'asecha. We crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King. And that's the beginning of the entire year, because without Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, there's nothing. We're just going through motions of things. Just randomness. For example, the Gemara tells us that we have three parashas in Kriyas Shema, in the Seder which they are, because this is the proper Seder. The first parasha is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Then the second parasha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then the third parasha is Tzitzis, parasha of Tzitzis, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That has to be the order. There can't be a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs if a person is on the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. The mitzvahs come from the fact that you have a melech. But the melech is mitzvah. Melech ha'ilam asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah. The fact that he's melech, he's mekadosh with his mitzvahs. So it behooves us to wonder, what is this idea of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? What does that mean to me, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Is that I just say I'm a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim and that's it? I've been Mekayim the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, but Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? Of course, Kabbalah implies that I'm receiving something. What's being given and what's being taken? So of course, there's always going to be a chitzonius and a pnimius. Before we do that, let's understand, I'm sure many of you know this, regarding the Esrei Sfiros, the last sphere being the sphere of Malchus. Malchus always represents the Nakuda of Ani. Every single person has his own Malchus. He makes his own decisions, and he's a yeshus of himself. And that's called his malchus. My malchus is my ani. That's who I am. And all of these spheres which precede or are above the malchus, they all run into the malchus. Kol hanachalim holchim al hayam. The yam is sometimes called bina. Other times it's called the malchus. That the chesed goes into my ani. That the gvur goes into my ani. And I make decisions based on the advice that the zayin midos that they give me. My ani will dictate how I want to respond, how I want to act, how I'll conduct myself. A person's malchus, therefore, is his ani. Now, Hashem Yisbarach also has a malchus. He has an ani too. So therefore, what is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is the recognition and the acceptance that if I have an ani, and Hashem Yisbarach has an ani, I'm makabal upon myself his ani over mine. Now, let's understand that al pi chitzonius. How would you type that al pi chitzonius? That if I have something which I want, and Hashem Yisbarach has something which he wants, so then I'm going to put his ratzon before my ratzon. I give in. If Hashem says not to eat tarfus, but I really want to, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means I'm going to listen. His ani is greater than mine. He's the Melech, and I'm the Eved. That would be Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim Al Pi Chitzonius. That's a Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim which leads us to a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. However, in Pnimius HaTorah, we would say something different than that. And Pnimius always means getting deeper. And Pnimius always touches upon essence. So if we were to translate the Musaq of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, essentially, previously, we would say that this Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach, which is called Ani, and I'm a Kabbalit upon myself, in previous, into essentially who I am, translates into saying that really, my Ani, who I think I really am, is not really who I am. That the Ani of Hashem Yisbarach is more me than my own me. In other words, there's something which is called Ani Hashem. The Torah is filled with the expressions Ani Hashem. If I'm a Kabbal that Elokos, that Havaya upon myself, and I'm a Kabbalit so much so that I bring it into myself, that I'm a Kabbalit internally, into the penis of who I am, that means that although I consider myself to be Mordechai Yoshua Rubinstein, however, Ani Havaya dictates and tells me that really I'm more connected essentially to Hashem Yisbarach than I am to my own essential self. If that's the case, if that's the premise of what it means Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, that essentially on that level I'm plugging in to the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach, that He's imbued me with a piece of Himself, it says a lot. It comes of course with a tremendous achrayim. It comes with a pachad, it comes with a neira. And it's hard to swallow. But it's a mefurash pasuk in the Torah. I don't know how you can translate this pasuk any other way. It's not even pimius, it's almost chitzonius. Shtein pasuk, ki chelek havaya amo. What does that mean? Ki chelek havaya amo. That his nation is a piece of havaya. Chelek havaya amo. We're going to read that pasuk during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Parshas Hazina. It's not a coincidence, Rabbi Yisai, that immediately following Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, where a Jew, through that Kabbalah that he instills, the Holy One, blessed be He, inside of himself, that immediately in the parsha following that, you're going to read about that. Kichelek Havaya Amai. That's like the news of the day. This goes together with the secret of Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Because Tkiyas Shofar, there's a lot of liturgy and a lot of talk about what Tkiyas Shofar is. At the end of the day, the Rambam is the Pesach, and the Rambam says, Afal pi Shetkiyas HaShofar Gzeiros HaKosafi. Gzeiros HaKosafi. Nevertheless, Remez Yeshbo, there's still a Remez called Uri Yesheni Mishinasa. But you could say however many drushas you want. You could be Rav Sajagon and come up with 10 inyanim regarding Tkiyas Shofar. However, at the end of the day, the Tkiyas Shofar is a secret. It's a gzeiros hakosav. It's a halachic gzeiros hakosav, of which even the Zohar calls it the Raza de Trura, the secret of the Trura. It's something which is, it's shouting that this is something which is shayach to Pnimius HaTorah. It's a kol ba'amal. There's no words. There's no osios. You're taking a ram's horn and blowing it in the middle of the shul. If anybody were to walk in at that time not knowing what's going on, you think this is crazy. Crazy. Almost as crazy as holding sticks and trees on Sukkot. It's we're used to it. So to us, it's not an insanity. But for people on the street, it comes from a higher seichel. Pasha comes from a higher seichel. We don't even think twice about it because we're so ingrained in that emunah. But ashreinu matay chalkeinu that we don't think that way. This, of course, relates to that which the Zayir says about Tkiyah Shofar. It's about Latanya's Marchavan. That the secret of Shofar is what? Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. That it reminds us of the original blowing that Hashem blew life into Adam HaRishon. And what does the Zayir say? Man denafach, midirehu denafach. He who blows, he blows from his kishkes. He blows and he gives everything which he has. So if Havaya Baruch Hu is blowing the shofar, and he's blowing it into Adam HaRishon, that's called Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Rabbi, what does that translate into? It's saying that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is giving his Havaya to Adam HaRishon. He's giving over his Elokus to him. This is what the Zayir says on the pasuk which we say before Tkiyas HaShofar, Ashri Ha'am Yodei Trua. The Zayir says Toiki Trua Leinemar. It doesn't say praiseworthy, how lucky is the people that they blow the shofar. It doesn't say that. It says Yodei Trua, says the Zayir, that they know the Ruz of the shofar, that they know the secret of the shofar. This is Pshat. And what Balak had to teach us this. What does Balak say? Utruas melech bo. That the true of the melech is bo. It's in him. It's in the Jew. Vavas zakt Rashi. Utruas alashan ahava. That the ahava of the melech is in the Jew. What does that mean, it's in the Jew? We think that ahava is a musab. A guy loves a girl. It's just an emotion. It's a concept. Right? He loves her and she loves him. In Pnimius, it's much more than that. Ahava is not just a concept. It's not just a feeling. By Hashem Yisbarach, it's a mamashus. He loves the Jew. He gives him a piece of himself. And that chelek elakamima, which the Jew goes around in, that's the love that Hashem Yisbarach has for his people. That he loves you so much that he gives you a piece of himself. That he's meister nefesh for you. He gives a piece of his nefesh to you. And that comes, like we said before, with a tremendous achrayis, but with a tremendous shtoltz. It comes with a tremendous kavod atzmai. I'm walking around with a piece of the king. Not just a shliach of the melech. I don't just represent the melech. I have a piece of the melech. And what I do makes for a difference. Ayin nefesh achayim, barichus. And with this we can understand why it is al pi halacha, like the Arizal tells us, that until the shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah, it's a very dark day. It's a very dark day. But as soon as the shofar blows, everything changes. Now let's put this a little bit in context. Before we proceed a little bit more to speak about the inyan of the shofar. The Zayir Kaddish tells us in the opening verses in Sefer Iyov, the Zayir says on this pasuk, "Vayhi hayom, vayavoyu b'neiho elokeim hiyasiat sev l'fnei Hashem." Behold, on that day, the b'neiho elokeim, the children of God, that they came lihisiat sev al Hashem. So Zok the Zayir Kaddish as follows: "Vayhi hayom." The Zayir has a klal: "Hayom da Rosh Hashanah." The day is Rosh Hashanah. It's the first day on the Jewish calendar. It's called Hayoyim. B'chol makom shenemar Hayoyim, thus meant Rosh Hashanah. V'yavayu b'nei elokim mitzatzev al Hashem. That they're coming to have dealings with Hashem Yisbarach. What's the deal? The deal is, says the Zayar, that they have tainas and a kitrik against B'nai Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. Why have you chosen this nation out of all the nations? Are they your perfect people? Do they do nothing wrong? They do many things wrong. We also do things wrong, but we get things right too. So why choose us of your nation? You know what, Rabbanu Shel Olam? This year I have a proposal for you. Forget about the Jewish people. We'll be your people this year. And that's what they taina. What is Yishmael taina? Yishmael taina is that, listen, there was once a Jewish people, but there was a big Russia who came along, Muhammad, and he says that now Hashem changed his mind. Now the Yishmaelim are the chosen people. They taina that. But this is a hishtalshelus of conversations which are taking place on high. These are conversations which are taking place every year that the Satan says, why do you need these people? What have they done for you? You've been with them for thousands of years and you still haven't seen your purpose. Like, what's going on over here? You're just going to stick with them forever? How long are you going to torture yourself? That's called Vayehi Hayoyim Vayavoyu B'nei HaElokim Nisatzav Al Hashem. Very similar to what we find by Kriyas Yam Tov. That we know about at the Yam, it was a Shastin. And what are the Malachim saying? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What's the difference between the Mitzrayim and the Yidden? No difference. Because B'Shas Hadin, that when everything is at stake, this is the Kitrik against B'nei Yisrael. Why should you be the chosen people this year? And already your Rosh Hashanah is different, Rabbi Zayin. If we stop the Shir right here, you have a different Rosh Hashanah. Because right now it's not just about my mitzvahs versus my aveiros. There's something very kalyistic which is taking place in Rosh Hashanah, which is a huge inyan. Huge inyan. That Hashem has to deal with every single year. Why the Jewish people? Why are they the Am HaNivchar? Should they be Nivchar again this year? And the answer to that kitrig is the shofar. And this is the secret of ha'adamas pnei hatekeah. Because what does ha'adamas pnei hatekeah mean? The reddening of the face of the tekeah. That when the shofar is blown, and there's a ha'adamas pnei hatekeah, what that means is that it's megale this chilek alakamimah which the Jew has, and it comes to the surface. And the Pnei HaTokeya, as we know, the Sfar Maklishim tell us, the Pnei is a Lashon Pnimius, that you can see what's going on in a person's insides because of what's on his face. Like a behemoth has no Pnimius. Boh ma, what's in a behemoth? That's why he has no facial expression. You don't know whether an animal is angry or sad or happy. Nothing. It's just a straight face. Because there's no Pnimius. But a mensch has a Pnimius. And especially a Jew has a deeper pnimius than just a regular human being. So when the face of the Jew becomes red like that, a goy can't replicate that face. He doesn't have a pnimius like that. By a goy, when he blows a shofar, it's just a malach be'alma. It's nothing. He's blowing a trumpet, he's blowing a shofar. Ma nafkamina. But when a Jew blows a shofar, and his face becomes red, the secret of damas pniyat, okay, yeah? Ha'adamas pniyatakeya means ha'adamas means the face of Adam. Not just a red face. Ha'adamas pniyatakeya. This is the face which I recognize, says Hashem Yisbarach. I know this face from 5,778 years ago. This is the Adam which I created. This is my guy. Ve'yipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. That I see within this Jew that although he has Ramach Shasa and he's not that Adam like he was called the Machet, but I see in him, I see something coming from inside. I see on the pniyat okay, the pnimius of the Jew. That comes out with the kiyas ha-shofar. And as soon as the face of the Baal HaTakeiah becomes red, then Rabbi Yisai, Eim al-adaber, the din is over. That's it. It's like saying, is the bottle blue or is the bottle red? This guy says it's blue, this guy says it's red, and they have all different types of discussions of why it probably is blue and why it should be red. And then all of a sudden the judge says, oh, boy, look, oh, here. By the way, the bottle's blue. The bottle's blue. You can dine from today to tomorrow and give all different types of reasons why this should be the Am HaNivchar, why the Jewish people are chosen, why not? As soon as Hadamas Pniyat Tokeiah, and everybody sees that this is the face of Elokos, this is Hashem's chosen people, it's over. The game is over. The din is over. You've won. It's the Metzias, Anan Tzadeh. This, Rabbi says, is called Chachma. Something which you look and you see it, and you can't be machishit. You can't argue about it. It's just clear as day. That's called chachma. That comes from the sphere of chachma. For example, right? I think everybody would agree, 1 + 1 = 2. Not debatable. It's a fact. It's a metzias. Why Hashem Yisbarach made that way? That's called keser. And we don't have shaychus to why Hashem. Ain tam v'ratzon. We don't know why Hashem made 1 plus 1 being 2 and not 1 plus 1 equals 3. But after he was reitza b'zeh, and it comes into this world, that's called chachma. And then you can have bina in that, you can discuss it, and you can have all a whole science of mathematics. The fact that 1 equals 1, that's a vaday. That's klar. That's an MS. And that's what's happening when you build a shofar. Hadamas p'yatokia means that there's a chachma, which is illuminated on the face of this person, that there's nothing to discuss. This is the Am HaNivchar. There's something different about me and you. I mean, the Hainu, like Yishmael, Esav, and Eid. That's it. That even the biggest rush of the Jewish people, even the biggest rush of the Jewish people, with this he has an Eitz on Rosh Hashanah. And this is what's called, the Chacham Mikol Adam writes, Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. That the Chachma of an Adam Ta'ir Panav, it illuminates his face. There's something about Chachma that it can be seen on the face of the Adam. And it has nothing to do with Ma'isim. It has nothing to do with how many Averis he did and how many Mitzvahs he did. Even the biggest Rasha, like we said before, he has a Chelek Elokam Imal, Ve'af Bishachata Yisraelu. And that's Niskala through Tkiyas HaShofar. And you could say on Rosh Hashanah that it comes from a higher place, that every single Jew is Nechta V'Nechta Rosh Hashanah B'Sifren Shal Tzadikim, because V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim, every single Jew has this piece. Essentially, he's a Tzadik. That's why we come on Rosh Hashanah and we say, Chaninu V'Aninu Ke'im Banu Ma'isim. We don't have any Ma'isim, but who's talking about Ma'isim today? That although strictly Afi Halacha, we're talking about Ma'isim. We want to know how many Averis and how many Mitzvahs he did. And the Kel Doyas, like the Rambam says, know how to decide how many Mitzvahs and how many Averis. But in Pinyas HaTorah, there's a different Eitzah. And it's Megala Mamash Mina Ma'amakim. Life support for every single Jew. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, although in Chitzonius you're in the world of Ma'isa, in Pinyas you're in the world of something which is higher than Ma'isa. And that's what we're tapping into. That's the difference between Pinyas and Chitzonius. And that's what we mean. Shofar is chachma v'lav malacha. Malacha means like in the world of Ma'isim. That in that world of Ma'isim, that's not where the shofar comes from. In Pinyas, shofar comes from a place called chachma. And the secret of chachma is chachmas adam ta'ir panav. That it's illuminated on the face of the ta'ikeya. V'lo lamin al atzmo yatza, el lamin al aklal kulo yatza. That it's nothing special about the ta'ikeya. It testifies about every single Jew. That's Pshat and Pasuk. Ashri ha'am yoidei trua. Like we said before, yoidei trua v'loi saiki trua. Finish off the Pasuk. Hashem ba'or panecha yalecha. Havaya. Havaya ba'or panecha yalecha. That's called the teike v'loi yoidei trua. The opposite. Yoidei v'loi teike trua. To know the secret of Hashem Or Panim. The Or Panim, which is the skala and the primus of every single Jew. And this takes us back to Matan Torah. Because by Matan Torah, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world for 26 generations, which are connected to 26, Hoydi Lashem Ki Toivs Ki Lilam Chastai, that the world, the Olam, was sustained by Hashem's chesed bilvad, and Hashem wanted to solidify the world by bringing down the Torah, that it should have its own kiyum by Matan Torah. What does that mean, that Hashem sustained the world b'chachma for 26 generations? That there really wasn't an Adam in this world, or a nation, which is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, an Am. Ki ein melech b'loy Am. Didn't want just individuals who were godly individuals. He wanted an Am, a people, of godly people. A mamlechas kehana v'goy kodesh he wanted. And Matan Torah was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over that status of Adam HaRishon, that elokus, to Gans Klal Yisrael. That's Matan Torah. We have to know in Pnimius what Matan Torah represents. It's not just the giving over of Torah mitzvahs or Targ mitzvahs. In fact, there were only 10 dibros which were given over then. Al Tag Mitzvahs is later, when Moshe died, he gave over a Torah Shlema to Bnei Yisrael. But of course, like Rav Saadia Gaon says, you can find all the Tag Mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. It's koilul all of them. But Peshas Maisa, only 10 were given. It's not just about Tag Mitzvahs. It's that Hashem gave over His Elokus to His people. He gave over Rechelik Elokam Yimal. And this is the secret of which it says, Panim bepanim diber Hashem Yimachem. Pnimius to Pnimius. As Gemara and Shabbos says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. And this is supposed to touch up everything. This is the beginning of Matan Torah. What is Anoichi? Rashi Tevas, Ana, Nafshi, Kosvis, Yehovis. Ana Nafshi, my essential self, I gave over to my people in this Torah. Like the tzaddikim say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. The Zohar Kodesh says this a lot. Hashem Elokecho, I'm giving you Elokus. V'yitin lach Elokusa, the Medrash says. I'm giving you Elokus now. That's Matan Torah. That every single Jew received his chelak elokam yimah. And so yes, there is a shofar by Matan Torah. And part of the kriyas ha-shofar is to tap into Matan Torah. But what are we reminding Hashem Yisbarach with that kriya, with those psukim of shofars which tap us into Matan Torah? That's the shayrish of the kriyas shofar, is it not? Isn't that not where the Yoivil comes from? The Yoivil on Yom HaChamishim, the 50th year corresponds to Yavuos, which is the 50th day. Yom HaKippurim, which is the day for that, that's the giving of the second Luchos. Everything is coming back to Matan Torah, that's the Shofar. Where else do we find Shofar in the Torah before that? Because the Shofar represents the giving over of Elokos to His people. That's this gala every single year. This is the secret of Ha'adamas Pinyatokei. That the Havaya, which is very concealed, rises to the top, and that Pinyas is Nikar al Pnei, the face of the Tekei. This Rabbi said, as the Ari says, is called the Shufrei de Adam Harishon. The Gemara uses such an expression. Shufrei is a lashon of beauty. Shapir. Of which the Ari says, Shufrei de Adam HaRishon means the beauty of Adam HaRishon, but it's not a coincidence that it's called Shufrei Milashon Shofar. That the Shofar brings out that original beauty, that Elokos, of Adam HaRishon. Adam, and this is the Shufrei de Adam, which is Nikar on the face of the Tekeah, which represents every single Jew. As we know, the Gemara tells us, Atem Kriyan Adam. You are called Adam. Ve'ein Umas Adam Kriyan Adam. That only a Jew has that Shufrei de Adam HaRishon. Now with that being said, the Gemara also tells us, who was it that had that beauty of Adam HaRishon? Yaakov. Shufrei de Yaakov is Shufrei de Adam HaRishon. The beauty of Yaakov is the beauty of Adam HaRishon. That Elokus, which Adam HaRishon had, Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to as well. Which is why Rabbi says it's not a coincidence that although the Torah and Chazal say many a thing about Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, we find something very distinct about Yaakov Avinu, that he was Zechet Elokos. Where do we find that? Vayikra lo, Keil Elokei Yisrael. That Hashem called Yaakov Keil Elokei Yisrael. Now, you would have thought the Pshat in the Pasuk is that Yaakov called Hashem Keil Elokei Yisrael. But Chazal teach differently, that Hashem called Yaakov Keil. That Yaakov was zeichet to a darg of Elokos, which is called Keil. He was zeichet Elokos. That's the pshat which we find Rav Shamsher from Master Poli has a gevaldik remes. You'll probably never forget this. He says that in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov comes to the Mokam HaMikdash and he falls asleep, and the malachim are olim v'yordim bo, and he sees this sulam. And Chazal say there was a very big kitchuk against Yaakov Avinu, that they wanted to kill him, they wanted to destroy him for sleeping in the Makom HaMikdash. Which is a bechina of Rosh Hashanah, like we said before. So what does he say? He wakes up and he says, wow, manayra makom hazeh, which is a remez to Rosh Hashanah, yom minayraim, achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yadati. I knew that there was I see Achin Yish Hashem Akum, I see the Zelokos here. Va'anei yadati. I didn't know. So it says, Shamsa from Ashrapoli, Chazal tell us that there are four faces, there are four images on the face of the Kisei HaKavod. An Aryeh, a Nesher, a Kruv, it used to be a Shor, now it's a Kruv, and Adam, face of Adam. So says Yaakov Avini, Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, Achein is Rosh Tevos, Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. I knew that there was on this Kisei HaKavod. Remember, he's still looking at the Kisei HaKavod. I knew there was Achein on this Kisei. Achein Hainu, Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Ve'anoichi, but my face, Lo Yodati. I didn't know that my face was on the Kisei HaKavod, which is the face of Adam. Hence, Anoichi is Rosh Tevis what? Achein, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, and the Yud stands for Yaakov. So therefore, Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. I knew there was an Aryeh, Kruv, and a Nesher. V'anoichi, but me? Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov? Lo yadati. I didn't know that. What's being said here? Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. There's a Havaya here. V'anoichi, lo yadati. I didn't know that my Havaya, that my Anoichi was connected to this Havaya. That's what Chazal mean when they say, as we're going to read in Shabbos Shuvah and Haftarah, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Right? The Chazal take that and they make a drush on that. What do you mean Ad Hashem Elokecha? What do they say? Ad Kisei HaKavod. Thus is the Kisei HaKavod. Which means that a person has to return himself to what? To that Yaakov on the Kisei HaKavod. The Yaakov represents all of Nishmas Yisrael. Yaakov is Yisrael. We're called the children of Bnei Yisrael after all. That a Jew has in tshuva means that he returns himself, that he sees his face on the face of the Kisei HaKavod, that he's zeichet to that shufa the Yaakov. That's called Ad Hashem Elokecha, to the nekud of Havaya in you. That's what tshuva means. And this, of course, has a shaychus to Matan Torah too, because Chazal say Sulam is Gematria Sinai. And the whole Indian of the Malachim Olam Yodimo was just one big ramus for Matan Torah. When was the Jewish people Zeichet to that Elokos of Yaakov? Matan Torah. This is the secret of Shufi de Adam, Shufi de Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karel de Yaakov Kel. The Yaakov is Zeichet to a certain Elokos. He's Zeichet to a certain Elokos, which is Biyerusha to Klal Yisrael. And this already brings us to the Akedah a little bit. Because we know that the Akedah reminds us of the Shofar Shel Ayil. And the Tzaddikim say that the Shem Kel of Hashem Yisbarach has a Shaychus to Chesed and also to Din. Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Called Chesed Kael. And also, it's a lashon of Eilei Haaretz, lashon of Dinim, the Ari says. The strong ones, the Eilei Haaretz. This fusion between Chesed and Din is the Mid of Yaakov Avinu. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that at the moment of the Akedah, this Mizug of Chesed and Din took place because Yaakov, Yitzhak, I should say, and Avram were going together to do the Akedah. Yitzhak, which is Din, Avram, which is Chesed. And what's the conversation which takes place between Avram and Yitzhak? Something very muzar. It says, Vayoymer, Avi, Vayoymer hineni b'ni. So Yitzhak says, my father? And Avram says, hineni b'ni, behold, I am here. The Zohar teaches as follows. Vayoymer is not a question. Yitzhak is saying, Vayoymer Avi, behold, I am my father. I'm feeling how Hashem is giving me your mid of chesed. And Avram says to Yitzhak, really, I'm feeling the same thing. I feel like I'm receiving your mid of gvura. It's a hiskalalus of chesed and din, which is taking place at the Akedah. This, of course, has a shaychis to the Shem Kel, which represents chesed and din. And that's why dafka, by the Akedah, you find a remez to Yaakov, who represents the mid of chesed and din. Because what does it say in Pasuk? Vayevaka atzei oila. And the Mekubalim say, Vayevaka is the Osios Yaakov. that you see already the roots of Yaakov by the Akedah because of this Mizug of Chesed and Din. So therefore, the Shofar Shel Ayo represents this shame kale. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kara LiYaakov kale. And that kale is Nisgala Al Yedei, the Shofar Shel Ayo. Are you with me? Yeah. The Shofar Shel Ayo. It's Megala the Elokos on the Jew. And we don't blow shofar for 10 days. The Ari says it's not necessary. Because as soon as you wake up the Moichin of Keser and Chachma on the first 2 days, you don't need to blow shofar anymore. It's like it's blowing by itself. But really, there's a shofar for 10 days in Pnimius. Be it as it may, whether you say that or not, you can say that there are 10 days of kale. There's 10 days of the Hiskalos of the Elokos, because truly, the Hiskalos of the Elokos B'Shlemas on the Jew is only Yom Kippurim. Rosh Hashanah is just what's called a glimpse. It's a Hadamas Pnei Atokeya. It's like a sneak preview. But on Yom Kippurim, that's the real Hiskalos of the Elokos. It's a day She'im Bo Achila, Ve'im Bo Shtia. You're going B'Levanim. You're in Shul the entire day. That's the day where it's Klar. It's Klar, that it comes mamish to the surface. That a Jew is mamish alokos. But there are 10 days of kale. There's 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva where we're so close to Hashem because you're so close to that alokos inside yourself. So that's why Ayil is kale yud. And if you do kale times yud, which is gematria 310, it's gematria ki chilek Hashem amay. Because that's what's Niskala during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. From the beginning to the end. Beginning with Rosh Hashanah to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's Megala this Yisoid Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, which we read during Aseres Yemei Tshuva in Parashas Hazinu. And that's offset by the Tkiya, by the secret of the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, which is Niskala B'Shleimas on Yom Kippurim. And the end of that Gilui is the final blow at the end of Yom Kippurim. That Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur is the Shofar at the end of Matat Torah, which sends the Shechina back up. Then it becomes Nelam again. You can't see anymore the Elokus on the Jewish people. So it's from Shofar to Shofar. And everything in between is what? Ki Chelek Hashem Amar. These are days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. These are days of Ki Chelek Hashem Amar. That a Jew is going around with Hashem Havai, which is Chal on him, not just B'Pnimius, but B'Hizgalus. Only halfway through, we have 12 minutes left.
Marv's at 10:15.
Okay. I have to just go through this very quickly, the same of the Akedah. There's a very big question when it comes to the Akedah. Why is the Akedah such a home run for the Jewish people? If anybody was asked by Hashem Yisbarach to sacrifice their son, would they not do it? This is God. Hashem Nasan V'Hashem Lakach. And there are many answers which are given by the Tzaddikim to explain what is the godless of Avram Avinu by the Akedah. What's the godless of Yitzchak by the Akedah? Menachem Mendel from Rimanov has a very important yesod when it comes to the Akedah. And you'll probably never forget this also because it's really a game changer, Lagamre in the Akedah. Pasuk says, Vayishlach Avram es yado, Vayikach es ha-machel es lishchot es b'no. That Avram Avinu, that he stretched out his hand to take the knife to shecht his son. So he asks in Eisen Akasha, what does it mean, Vayishlach es yado? That he sent out his hand. It should just say, Vayikach. He took the macheles. So says Menachem Mendel from Rimanov the following thing. He says, really, Avram Avinu knew in his pnimius that this was just not right. This wasn't right. There was not going to be a shechting here. So what did he have to do? He had to force his hand to take the knife. Perish, that he was so tapped into Hashem Yisbarach's ratzon, that he knew that although Hashem, at least he thought that Hashem had told him to shecht Yitzchak, he said, there's no shechting which is taking place over here. I know internally that there's no shechita taking place here. Yeah, Hashem is telling me to do it. Okay, there's this huge conflict between what I know internally and what Hashem is telling me to do. So he had to force his limbs, which were so in tune with the Ratzon Hashem, he had to force his hand to take the Machelas. But you see that Avram knew there wouldn't be a Shechita that day. Because what does he say to Eliezer, to Yishmael, who are accompanying him? You guys stay here. Shvu lechem po machim war. What? We're coming back. So what does Rashi say? There's already a nitzas of Ruach HaKodesh here that Avram knows he's coming back. Avram knows he's coming back. From the beginning, he knows he's coming back. There's no Shechita taking place on Yitzhak. Nothing's going to happen. If that's the case, what does that tell us about Avram Avinu? What is the Akedah telling us about Avram Avinu? That Avram Avinu was so tapped into the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach that he knew instinctively what the Ratzon Hashem really is. That even though Hashem said one thing, he knew that Hashem really means something else. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how we're going to get there. But somehow, some way, what he knew inside of himself, he knew that was the Ratzon Hashem. It's like Rabbi Nachman. Now, Rabbi Nachman hated doctors, right? And he said, whatever you do, don't take me to a doctor. Whatever you do, don't take me to a doctor. Right? And even if I tell you that I'm going to a doctor, I'm not, don't take me to a doctor. So what happens, of course, right before he dies, he says, take me to a doctor. So all the Talmidim come and they're rushing, oh, bring Rabbi Nachman to the doctor, right? And what did Rabbi Nelson say? I said, we made a huge mistake. He already had told us. We know that he doesn't like it. So sometimes the Nisayon is that even though he says one thing, but the Dibur is just a chitzonius. But you know my pinius, you know my real ratzon. Here Hashem Yisbarach is telling Avram Avinu, go shecht him. At least that's what he thinks. But in the pinius, Avram Avinu is able to see what's the real Oimek HaKavan here. But even though what he's saying is contrary to that, by me, I know what Hashem Yisbarach wants. But if he's telling me to do it, I'm going to go through the motions. If it's going to stop, he's going to stop it. Stop it. But what you see from Avram Avinu, and what you see bechlal by a Jew, is that when you're tapped into that place, if you're holding in that place with somebody, you don't need words or somebody to tell you anything. You can understand remez. You don't even have to say anything. Now, if you have a really good friend and something really funny goes down, and you're looking across the room and you just go like this, you just give a little wink, you don't need to say anything. You just said 100 words. Just said 100 words, just like that. Because you and that person, you're connected. You're good friends. You have all the signs. You have everything down. You know what a wink means. You know what a thumbs up means. Even just weird things. You know about each other because you're there with each other. And that's the dynamic between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So we don't need to say anything. We don't need to do anything. We have a certain shprach with each other because we're so internally connected with each other that whether we say something, we don't. If we just move our bodies, if we just make little ramazim, little simanim, we know, we have a language like that, where things don't need to be said to communicate. We have a way of conversing higher than words. And already by the night of Rosh Hashanah, where even though there's a big pachad, and there's a heavy darkness, because the shofar hasn't been brought, and there's big kitrugim which are taking place, and we know that they are, and we can't say anything. What do we do on the night of Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara? Siman. You can't talk in the face of the kitrug. The shofar hasn't been blown yet. But you can hint to Hashem Yisbarach, you know where we're going tomorrow. You know where we're going. Because you're tapped in and already, the fact that you can do that shows that you're tapped in. Even before the shofar is blown, there's a simon to the shofar. And then when the shofar is blown, what is the shofar? It's a kol ba'alma. You're not saying anything to Hashem Yisbarach. There's no language going on. It's a gzeiras hakosev. It's a chok. And that's why by the Ummah Sa'ilam, if they were to come into Shul and blow a shofar, it would be nothing. It would just be Toki shofar. But by a Jew, it's Yoideh, the Raza the Chura. We have something between us, Hashem Yisbarach, because we're tapped into each other. You know what I'm saying. That's what the shofar means. You know what I'm telling you. You know what this means. You know what it means, Ha'adamas Pniyat Okeya. And although you and I, Rabbi, said we can't see Ha'adamas Pniyat Okeya, we don't need to see Ha'adamas Pniyat Okeya. Hashem Yisbarach knows. He knows how to see Adam's plant, okay? He knows what an Adam really looks like. We're talking about the Tzuras Adam of his neshama, not just what his face, his physical face, not on the goof. But whatever that Tzura means in Pnimius, The Eini Hashem al Tzadikim, whoever could see that, that's an Anan Sade. But you don't have to say anything else. As soon as you blow the shofar, says Ari, go to sleep, go home if you want. As soon as the shofar is blown, game over. That's how powerful the shofar is. This is along the lines of what the Gemara says. The Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that when it comes to teaching Sodas HaTorah, Ma'aseh Merkava and Bechule, so you have to teach it B'yechidus, only one-on-one, and only to somebody who is Chacham U'meivin Midaita. Because the Shprach of the Raza, the Trura, the whole Shprach of secrets of Torah, it's not something which you need to communicate. Either you're there or you're not there. Meaning, if you're a Neshama Dika person, then you'll get it even if little things are said. Because you're a Chacham U'meivin Midaita. You're in that space. You're connected. But if you're not, then forget about it. You don't need to, you can't hint, and you, even if you say a lot. Like these Kabbalah centers, there's nothing. That's not Pimius. Pimius means knowing the Nisham of what it's talking about. It's not just a literature. It's understanding the Oymek HaInyan. It's understanding the Pimius. And only somebody who's a Baal Neshama can understand that Shprach. That's what it means. It's a Chacham U'mevi Midaita. This is what Chazal say, that Hashem Yisbarach is approached by the Malachim, and they say, Eimasai Rosh Hashanah, Eimasai Yom HaKippurim. So Hashem says to them, Matem Shoelim Li, why are you asking me? Neilich LeBeizin HaGadol, let's go to the Beizin and see when Rosh Hashanah is. So now, the conventional pshat would be to say, that we dictate when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. HaChedesh HaZalachem, it's in our hands. But the Pimi said what that means, that Hashem Yisbarach is saying, you know, you want to know what I hold Rosh Hashanah is? Go to the Jewish people. They know, because instinctively, the Jew, the Beis Din HaGadol, Klai Yisrael is tapped into the place to know the Ratzon Hashem of when it is Rosh Hashanah, when it's not. And this is something which is Nizgaleh, that Chazal bring it out by the Inyan of Emesai Rosh Hashanah, Emesai Yom HaKippurim. Because that's the time, through the secret of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, that we understand this concept of that when you're so tapped into Hashem Yisbarach, instinctively you know what it is the Ratzon Hashem is. And after that's Neskalah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, that essentially a Jew is a Chelek Elokam Imal. He's Ani Havaya. His Ratzon is the Ratzon Hashem. Ritzeinenu Lasis Ritzanecha, the Gemara says. What does that tell us? What does that tell us about all the Averis which we did this year? It wasn't really me who did it, because I'm a piece of Hashem. The only thing that I like to do is what Hashem likes. If so, who's responsible for that? What does the Gemara say? Shibud Malchus v'sor Shabiyisa. It's really the Yitzhahara. It's outside influences. Everything we do is outside influences. But really, the Jew himself, pristinely, purely, as it's Neskalat v'Hadamas Piyatokeya, and even more so in Yom HaKippurim, is an ansadi that we only do Rasan Hashem. That's all we're programmed to do. That's all we want to do. That's all we do. And if we've made mistakes, it's not because of me. It's because of outside factors. So what do we do with all those Averis? Explains the Maral. We take them, and we put them on the Seir La'Azazel, which represents Esav, and we throw it off the cliff. Because it's been Nizgale, this is the Pshat, it's been Nizbarev and Nizgale, that the Jew is not responsible for these Averis. Esav is responsible for these Averis. The Yitzhar is responsible for these Averis. Yishmael is responsible for these Averis. The Jew himself doesn't do Averis. Just like the very first Rosh Hashanah. What happened when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas? That brought Din into the world, which is why Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Right? Hashem comes to Adam and he says, Ayaka, where have you gone? Where has your Havaya gone? But at the time that he was Chote, he was a piece of Hashem. He had that Ha'adam as Ha'adam. And he says, really, it was the Isha. And the Isha says, really, it was the Nachash. And Hashem comes to the Nachash. He says, what did you do? He gets away with that Adam HaRishon. How does he get away with that? Why does he not have to accept the responsibility? If he was the one who's poshe, if he destroyed the world, why isn't he the first one who has to be soibel the din? Teretz is because Adam HaRishon, he himself, as he was a chelek al kamimal, he didn't have any internal ratzon to do an avera. It was because of outside influences. It was because of the nachash, who was the source of that outside influence. It was because of the isha, who was the secondary outside influence. But that's a paradigm for everything which takes place beginning on Rosh Hashanah, from the beginning of the Hiskalos of Hadamas Pinyatakeya to Yom HaKippurim, that we throw all the Averis on them, and look what happens on Sukkot. We bring 70 parim connected to Mizalam, and slowly but surely, mismatim. They go down every single day. Because it's their fault, not our fault. Of course, it doesn't give a person a license to do averis during the year. Right? The Gemara says, if a person says, I'll do averis and I'll do tshuva, it must speak to me other lasses tshuva. Right? There's a problem with that also. But on the other hand, when it comes to Shoshana Yom Kippurim, and that pimis is niskale, it changes everything around. So there's a built-in process, Rabbi says, we see in Pnimis HaTorah, which is a totally different shift in Seder, which is taking place in Pnimis. Every single day when we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're makabel upon ourselves that Elokos. Yerushalmi says it's connected, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael, be mizboinen in this, my children. Hashem Elokeinu, Havaya is our essence. That's really why, by the end of Kriya Shema, what's the very last pasuk? What does the Jew say? Ani Havaya Elokeichem. Ani Havaya Elokeichem. You say it twice. Right? It's strange that a Jew has, it's built into the davening that a Jew should say these psukim, Ani Hashem. But it's not a coincidence. It was built in that way. That a Jew should say Ani Havaya in davening, and he should feel very comfortable saying so. And if he just rumbles through that pasuk and he doesn't pick up on that he's saying about himself Ani Havaya, that's part of the implicit kavana in that pasuk, then he's missed the entire tachlis of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That the very first pasuk you said Hashem Elokeinu, and the very last pasuk you say Ani Havaya, these two things are connected to each other. No, it's soifa b'tchilasa. Ga'alti yischem acher is gracious. There's a kesher between the end and the beginning. We're mekabel l'malchus shemayim in the first pasuk. That kabbalah l'malchus shemayim that we started with. The mekabel l'malchus shemayim means that you're mekabel that malchus of Hashem that havaya inside myself. So you could say ahani havaya by the end of Kriya Shema. V'yisem kedoshim l'lekecha. You're kadosh. Now Korach is very interesting. The Torah tells us vayikach Korach and Korach took, and it doesn't say anything that Korach took. So the Mefarshim are wondering, what did he take? Rashi says, Lokach es atzmo, different shatim what he took. So Chazal implied that really Vayikach Korach is going back at the end of the parasha previously, which is parasha Shalach, which ends with the parasha of Tzitzis, which is why Chazal say that Korach took the Tcheles and he showed Moshe. What about a bigger Shekudo Tcheles? What about Mezuzah? What Chazal are telling you is that Vayikach Korach has to go back on the previous pasuk at the end of the parasha before. Now how does the parasha end? Parasha Shalach. Ani havaya lekechem, asher etzisi yischem meret yitzayim, yisachem lelekim, ani havaya lekechem. MS is something which we put in. But ani havaya lekechem. And then it says, what? Vayikach Korach. What is that telling us? You know what Korach took? Ani havaya lekechem. He tried to take the fact that every single Jew is havaya, and he built his whole platform against Moshe based on this yisod, ani havaya. And what does he say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki kola eda, Kulam Kedoshim, Uvasecham, Havaya. Every single Jew has Havaya in him. Umadu atis nasnu al kahal Havaya. This is a kahal Havaya. A Havaya, everybody's equal. Why are you bigger than every other Jew? Are you bigger than Havaya? You're Havaya, they're Havaya, everybody's Havaya. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to this? It's a good kasha. What does Rashi say? The Korach pointed to Matat Torah. How do you know that they're Kulam Kedoshim? Everybody heard on Sinai Hashem said, Anech Hashem Elokecha. That's what we said before. Anech Hashem Elokecha is the root of that. That was the giving over of that Havaya. Ananashi Kostas Yehovet. Right? This is a very solid platform against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayipol Alpana Moshe falls. But what's the teretz to this? The teretz is that there is Havaya Be'iskalus and there's Havaya Be'iskasus. Every single Jew is a Havaya, but a concealed Havaya. You know what the difference is between Moshe and every other Jew? That Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than every other Jew? First of all, Moshe fell on his face because in his humility he felt Korach was right. But the reason why Moshe was chosen by Hashem was because Moshe was a gilui of Havaya. Whereas every other Jew was just a concealment of Havaya. It's only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that Havaya comes out for every single Jew. Specifically Yom Kippur. But really by Moshe, who's the Melech Yisrael. He's chosen to be the Melech Yisrael because that Havaya is Nizgala Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the secret of what? Kikoron or Panov. that the face of Moshe Rabbeinu was illuminated. And it's not a coincidence that it's called Kikaran, which is Lashon Keren, the Keren HaShofar, that the Shofar has a Sheiches to that face of Moshe which is illuminated, that Moshe was always the Hadamas Pniyat Tokeya. That's what the Tzaddikim say, that Moshe is the secret of the Baal Tokeya. The Gemara says many times, Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. Moshe Shapir is the secret of Moshe, you're the Shofar. And it says Vayita Ve'al Panav Masva, that he put a masva on his face, a concealment of that Hizkalos of Hashem on his face. But what does it mean to be a Havayah? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu was so tapped into the Ratzon Hashem that he can't do anything wrong, Kivyachol. The Gemara says that Moshe did three things midaito, right? That he broke the luchos, that he was parish from his wife. Who said Lashon Hara about Moshe? Big tzaddikim, Aaron and Miriam. They said, "What's Moshe being parish from his wife for? What is this?" Why did they say that? Because Moshe did it midaito. But what they didn't know is that Moshe Rabbeinu, like Avram, was so tapped into the Ratzon Hashem, that they're so one, that they're so unified, that even when Moshe does things midaito, he's still midas Hashem Yisbarach. But there's no difference between the das Moshe and the das Hashem. It's really just one das. But he was miyuchad in that elokus which is nisgala in it. That he couldn't do anything which is a neged the Ratzon Hashem. Which is why his goal not going into Eretz Yisrael is mamash a chok, it's a chok shein kamo. Moshe can't do anything against the Ratzon Hashem, yet he can't be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. This is what it says by the Melech, Levilti surmin ha-mitzvah yamin usmo, that the Melech has to be somebody who can't veer from the Ratzon Hashem. Like David HaMelech, the Gemara says, V'havaya imo, halacha imo b'chol makom. David can't do anything wrong, which is like, Kol Omer David Chata is toeh. The Melech can't do anything wrong, that he's so one with the elokus inside of himself, that the neshama within him, that it's not shaychit by a tzaddik like that. And that's the secret of the masva. The secret of that masva is that secret that it's not shaykh by Moshe Rabbeinu to have to do a chit. That's why masva is Rosh Hateva, levilti swarm in amitzvah. But they didn't understand the masva that way. They didn't understand the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's not shaykh by Moshe Rabbeinu to do chit. And so therefore when it says Vayikach Kairach, that he tried to take for his platform that Nihavaya, and he made a rebellion against Moshe, what's notably omitted? Vayikach Kairach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi, what should it have said? Ben Yaakov. Where's Yaakov? Rashi says Yaakov Davin, B'seidam Alta B'nafshi. Why is Yaakov not mentioned by Kairach? Because Yaakov is that MS. Yaakov is Vayikra Yaakov Kael. Yaakov says, I'm not mishtatif in this. There's no elokos here. This is not what I meant. This is not the emes of this secret of Hadamas Pnei HaTokeya. This is not what I was talking about. Moshe has it right. Korach does not have it right. This is what we're reading in this week's parasha. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. Hayoim, all the tzaddikim say, hayoim dor Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem, like the pasuk said before, in the beginning of Iyov. Vayavoy b'nei halakim lehis yatzev lifnei Hashem. The bechin of nitzavim lifnei Hashem. Atem nitzavim hayoim. Atem kriyim adam. And atem is the oisiyas emes. Kol ish Yisrael zeichet to that. Mechayti veitzecha atshoyim memecha. Every single Jew is zeichet on that day of nitzavim hayoim to that hiskalos of the emes. To the Hadamas Pnei Atakeya. Why? La'avricha bevris Hashem alokecha va'alasai. Asher Hashem kari simcha hayoim. There's a bris between the Jewish people and Hashem Yisbarach. Bris means there's an inseparable bond between us. That I have a piece of him and he has a piece of me. That's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li of Elo. And that's why the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is a hakdama for Elo. Ani L'doidi V'doidi doesn't mean we have a commitment to each other. It's not just a romance. It means that I have a piece of you and you have a piece of me. But just like I could say about you, Hashem, Ani Havaya, you take pride in saying about us, Ani Yisrael. Yisrael Hashem B'chol Espar, that's Hashem's greatest, his greatest pe'er is the fact that he could say about it, I am one with the Jewish people. Yisrael is that he crowns Bnei Yisrael with that Shein Kael. So going back to Hadamas Pnei Atokeya, the Raza de Chura, Zeres HaKosefi, Ben the Aimek, this is the chat the Zohar says, what's the secret of the shofar, Elokei Yaakov. That is Megala the Elokei Yaakov, that Elokos of Yaakov, Ayikra Lakel Elokei Yisrael. But the Ari says that seven times the Shem Sag is Gematria Emes. The Emes, which is Neskala, that Midah of Yaakov Avinu. And the Emes, which represents that as soon as the shofar is blown, you're looking at the Emes in the face. There's no Machlekes anymore. You're looking at the Emes. This is the Emes. This is the shofar the Yaakov, which is the shofar the Adam. So we've gone on a bit of a journey. But what it means for us, Rabbi Say, and it's an avoida, and it's a lekach toiv for the entire year. Like we started before. There was an Isgale from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, the secret of Kichelak Hashem Amoy. Like we said, Leid Lamed Al Atzma Yotzei Lamed Al Kol Kol Yotzei, that a Jew carries around the Savaya all year round. This is the privilege of being a Jew. A Jew means to know how much we're tapped in, what it means to be Havaya. This is the greatest simcha of all. Rav Kook says that the Sharish of all simcha is knowing that you have a Chelak Al Kam Imal. Ezehu Asher, Asameach B'chel Koy. Asher is Gematria Shofar. What's the greatest Ashiris of all that the Shofar gives us? And then a Jew is Sameach B'chalko. That's why Zman Simcha Seinu follows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How could you not be happy knowing that you have a piece of Hashem in you? How could you not be happy? But this is what we need in this generation more than any generation. Because we walk around the streets and we feel the kitchrig of what's the difference between a Jew and a guy? How do we even dress like a Yid is supposed to dress? We may not feel it so stark. But if you're riding on the subway, who can tell the difference between a Jew and a guy? Who could see the difference? We dress the same way, we talk the same way. We don't have like we had in Mitzrayim, Shiloshinu the Shainam, Shiloshinu Lubusham, Shahayu Mitsuyanam Sham. Where is the Mitsuyanam Sham in America? So we need to have Emunah Sisrael. We need to have Emunah in who we are. But if we have Emunah that I'm a Chelek Elokam Imal, the way I carry myself will be different. The way I speak will be different. The mitzvahs which I do is different. I'm important. B'shvili nivra olam. Just for one person who's an Adam, Hashem created the world. And that's me. And it comes with the achrayas, but it comes with a din, which is a tremendous chesed and a tremendous simcha. This yuchid between a chesed and a din. That achrayas, which is the greatest simcha of all, because ain chesed gedol mizu. So ashreinu matayv chalkinu. But it gives us a different perspective, ashreinu Yom Kippurim, to know what we're counting on, the system which is in place, as understood by the tzaddikim, which was created by Hashem Yisbarach, what the oimek hadin is in Rosh Hashanah. Not just aveiros versus mitzvahs, but the more that a person is connected to that place of what the shofar is all about, which we're going to read about in Parshas Hazinu, Kichelek Havaya Arma, right? This is Chevon Achalasai, this is his rope, this is his lifesaver on Rosh Yom Kippur, it's his lifesaver for his entire life. Halavai, we should go through a life like that, Kichelek Hashem Amoy. Every mitzvah will be different, how every moment will be different. We should be zeche to that tshuva of Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Melekecha, to that oimek, to that alokos, and to see the greatest tshuva of all, but be as Yisrael Tzedek. Amen.